Good to have you in the house of the Lord today. Give Jesus one more hand clap of praise if you would, please. I know most of you probably don't have a paper Bible with you, but you have a device with a Bible on it. This book is the only thing, I mean the only thing, on this planet that does not change. I'm 56 years of age. I was born in 1941 at the Ohawk 1941. 61. Yeah. Well, y'all are awake, aren't you? Some of y'all thought I was 41, didn't you? Really is what you thought. I look so young, all right? So I went into a store one day and somebody, we got to talking, I told them how old I was. I said, how do you, are you lying? They said, you look a lot. You look about 30. He said, what's your secret? I said, well, I read my Bible every day. I say my prayers every night, and I eat a lot of ribeyes. And I said, so, hey, you know, try it. It'll work for you, all right? Emphasis on Bible and prayer there, okay? All right? Michael, we got a problem. When you walked up, you distracted me. You good? Good. All right. If you good, I'm good. All right. Everybody just take a deep breath. Is it just me, or is it a little hotter this year at the fair than it normally is? Huh? But we got fans. Just let your spirit settle. God has a word he wants to speak to us today. He has a word. He has what Jesus taught us to pray in Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 6, verse number 9. He said, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. All right? Everybody in heaven's okay. They're blessed. It's God's general idea, Pastor John, for us to be okay and blessed down here. The connection to those dots is faith in Jesus Christ. We're the only religion on the planet that has a living Savior. All the rest of the ones, their Saviors are dead and still dead. Ours died. Actually, he came to earth, died, rose of his own power, went back to heaven, put the blood on the mercy seat and fixed it, put the Holy Spirit inside of us on the day of Pentecost so that we could be connected all the time by faith. So trust him and God will do something good in your life. Life is not fair. If you think it's supposed to be, somebody told you a lie. God never said life is going to be fair, but he did say he's always good. Can we get an amen on that? All right. Now back to the Lord's Prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. It's okay to ask God for something. It's okay. Say that. It's okay to ask God for something. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our sins. Then comes the criteria for forgiveness. As we forgive those that have sinned against us, let it go. You can't fix it. You can't patch it up. Let it go. Give it to Jesus. So where are we at? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our sins. We forgive those others. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. That's why God can do all of that, because the kingdom is his, the power is his, and the glory is his, Dr. Eakes. He's got it all, okay? And we belong to him. And so God, see, oftentimes when we talk about our enemy, we emphasize more what he's doing to us rather than what we're doing to him. So I want to flip that around today. My enemy has got a problem. Because I have a Bible. I have the blood of Jesus on me. I got the blessed hope in me that he's coming back after me. And I believe that God loves me more than the devil hates me. So I don't know about you, but my enemy has got a problem. Because I'm not done yet, and God's not done yet. So that's what I want to preach to you today. The devil has got a problem. Because there are people that believe him and walk with him and talk with him. And we need to build one another up instead of put one another down. Okay? We're not in competition. We're not in a comparison mode. Paul said they that compare themselves to themselves are not wise. So don't be unwise and compare your shirt to somebody else's shirt. All right? Because some folks don't have a shirt. All right? It's all about Jesus Christ. And so I want to preach to you today just for a few seconds on the devil has got a problem. One day last week, my three grandsons, William will be how old? 9 this week. John Scott's 5, Joseph's 5. They were at the house playing. Most of you know how I know I have a real long house, the old Lakeside Auditorium. I was all at one end. John comes running in the room. He says, "Big, we've got an emergency." Right behind him is William. "We have an emergency." I automatically do a head count, and I don't see Joseph. I said, "Where is Joseph at?" They said, "That's the emergency, Big. He's locked in the exercise room." But they already had a solution, Moonbeam. John Scott said, "We got to get the chainsaw, Big, and cut the door down." Now, my doors in my house, Brooks Harden can tell you a lot more about them than I can, but they're like exterior doors. They're not little doors you just pop. I mean, they're very thick. They were built at a cabinet shop. I mean, they're heavy, they're thick, and I don't think Mimi would really want us to get the chainsaw and cut the door down. But anyway, so we go back there, and John Scott tells me about 5 times on the way, "Big, just go get the chainsaw." We got to get him out. All right, so we get back there, and I try to ask them, why is he locked in the room to start with? That was a complete, don't even do that. Just forget that, okay? We just had to bypass that moment. I said, "William, you sit here and talk to him, because Joseph's on the inside hollering, 'Big, get me out.' And William is telling me all these other things, and John's telling me to go get the chainsaw. We just got to get the chainsaw." I mean, he's stuck with the chainsaw thing. So I said, "William, you sit here." So William sat there, and he's stuck in coloring books and colors and little toys and stuff on the door to kind of keep him occupied till I got back. I tried to remember that safe place that Butch Hodgins, pray for him, by the way, Butch Hodgins, Brian Fanning, can't remember his real name, but Heine. I can't remember that safe place they built all those doors and put them together and put those keys in that safe place about 7 years ago, Mark, and said, "Here's your keys, preacher man, to all these doors in the house. They in a safe place. Can't nobody mess with them," including myself now 7 years later. I have no idea where that spot was at, all right? But anyway, we got a tool. We got in. We averted tragedy, okay? We had a problem. But since Big was there, I fixed the problem. In 1939, Hitler and a group of Nazis invaded Poland and began what became known as a global war, World War II. In 1941, on the 7th day of December, the Japanese bombers bombed Pearl Harbor against the better judgment of the leader of Japan's that part, whatever his official name is, I don't know. He said, "You cannot beat a nation where all the citizens are armed." He said, "This is a foolish mistake. We will not win this war." But he went ahead, and his attack was successful. It was atrocity, okay? It was successful, but it pulled us into what became known as World War II. At that point, Hitler, as crazy and as brilliant as he was, he had a problem that he didn't really fully understand. Because the spirit that's in the United States of America, I personally don't feel like it's dead. I know Fox News thinks it's dead. I know CNN thinks it's dead. I know NBCC or whatever they all are, because I don't watch the news. I haven't watched since 2007 because they're still saying the same thing. I know they still think we're going under, but we're not going under. Because this book says, Mud Harden, that God will bless his people to 1,000 generations. And the unique thing about this country and the unique thing about Israel, God started Israel because he loved them. We started this place because we loved him. Amen. Let me say it again. Y'all didn't hear that yet. We started America. You know those men that signed that Declaration of Independence? They weren't paupers. They all died for what they believed in. Today, the 23rd day of July, I have an 18-year-old cousin that's leaving today. His name is Branding Hollingsworth. He's Deborah's grandson. He's going to, is it Paris Island? Is that correct? Help me, military people. Is that right? He joined the Marine Corps. I couldn't be prouder. Now, Nanny's a little upset about it, but God will bring him home, okay? Give him a hand clap. Let me see if I can get this right. My daddy's mama's parents, affectionately known as Papa and Mama Manning, They had five sons, which would be my great uncles. They had five sons, two son-in-laws, an 18-year-old nephew, and a 17-year-old grandson in World War II at the same time. The 17-year-old grandson was my daddy's oldest brother, Hewlin Boatner, and he told me all about the atrocities of the war, and I had the privilege of knowing those people, and they all came back alive except the nephew. He died. He was 18. He died on the day that World War II was over. But see, Hitler had a problem when we got involved. Had we not got involved, we wouldn't be speaking English today. I can tell you that right now. See, most folks don't know where that, but one of the bloodiest battles in World War II was in Alaska. How many knew that? Not a whole lot of you. One of the bloodiest battles of World War II was in Alaska. Okay, Pearl Harbor wasn't the only place that's trying to get in, Wayne. They tried to get in. Just let me break it on down to you. Let me make it right to you. You better lock all your doors and all your windows of your spirit, your soul, your mind, your body, and don't let him in. Because once he gets in, he's hard to get out. Do y'all understand what I'm talking about today? I'm talking about we got a Bible, we got the blood of Jesus, and we may have to get the chainsaw and cut a hole in the wall, but he ain't coming up in my house, baby. He got to go, all right? I'm bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. I don't think it's over. The Bible says, we often emphasize, unfortunately, the last days, perilous times. I can quote all those verses, and they are true. Dr. Boyette, they are true. But there's some other verses that we don't quote. The prophet said in the latter days that the glory of the latter house will be greater than the glory of the former house. In the last days, he's going to pour out his spirit on all flesh. You see, God's not a denominationalist. God, he's God, okay? You know, it's not like a democracy, okay? He voted for himself, all right? And so he won the campaign. A lot of people wrote in Jesus as the for president last year. They didn't like the two candidates we had, so they wrote in Jesus. I wanted to put on Facebook so bad. Jesus ain't running for nothing. He's not a candidate. He already decided he would be and do what he is, and he's God, and he's God in us, and this ain't over. I can promise you that, because there are places on this planet that this is illegal. They will kill you for doing this. I've been there and preached publicly. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about. It ain't a joke. It ain't just something ISIS. Before ISIS ever started filming and doing all this stuff, in 2012, 171,000 Christians had their heads cut off, and nobody said anything about it. But God's still on the throne. And they were ready to go. That's between them and him. But you're still here. That means you got a purpose. And the devil's got a problem. The devil had a problem, as far as in my family, the day that I met Jesus, Donnie Boatner. Because I had done give him about 5 years of my life. I gave him 200%. I wasn't no part-time weekend partier. It was 7 days a week for me. I slept about 2 hours a day, and I lived on bourbon and marijuana and a whole lot of other drugs. But when I met Jesus, the devil had a problem. Since then, a bunch of my family has got saved. See, I'm a Boatner from Plattsburgh. That may not ring a bell with some of you, but some of you it does ring a bell, okay? That's about like being a Lewis from Burnside. I can go on, okay? I know folks that live in Four Corners. But God sent a preacher to Plattsburgh, Mississippi, and my granddaddy was plowing in a field called the 10-acre bottom. And that preacher left his car, and he walked. It's a long walk. It's further than you walk today. And he walked out there in that field, Deborah, and he stopped the mule from plowing. And Mike, he told my granddaddy about Jesus. A man that sat on the front porch and talked pretty bad about the folks that walked to church. Because see, we don't come from a church-going bloodline. And I'll leave it at that. I got a lot of cousins here. I start telling stories, they get real nervous, okay? Don't worry, I'm not going to tell all my stories today. But I'm just telling you today that God's bigger than whatever mess you in. I don't care what's going on. There ain't nothing too far gone. There ain't no place too dark that God can't walk up in your life and say, "Let there be light. I'm God and I'm here." If you're hurting today, the Bible says he's close. If you're crying today, if you're broken today, if you're lonely today, he says he's close. The devil has got a problem.
Because some of us believe the Bible. And it don't take a lot. Did you know that in the days of the prophet of Samuel that the Philistines never entered Israel? And Lynn, he didn't even have a sword. Never entered Israel, and prophet Samuel did not have a sword. He had something much greater. Jake, he had God and the presence of God. And Doug Bakes, that's what we need in this country, is some respect and some integrity and some realizing where we came from. And if you may not be a 7 day a week dedicated Christian, at least you can respect the folks that are and back the play and say, hey, this is God and country. I may not be all that. Well, just for the record, I'm not all that. I'm the only one here that knows just how saved I am, all right? I'm the only one here that knows just how vile I really am. But Jesus is my Savior. Amen. And the devil's got a problem. It's not over yet. What time is it? Yeah. It's in that blue bag. Here, William, hold that, buddy. Just hold it tight. It's a powerful book, sir. If you read the Word of God and get the Word of God in you, if you read it, it'll get in you. So we got Joseph out of the exercise room. And we didn't have to saw the door down. Brooks Hilton has not got to build me another door, thank God. When you don't know how to get through that door, and you don't know where Heine, I know that name is kind of, anyway, I don't know. Some nicknames I'm scared to mention because I don't really know where they come from. I don't want to know, okay? I was late getting down here. We had some, as Delmar said, we had some obstacles trying to get down here, okay? I didn't get down here till Saturday, and I saw a friend of mine. I don't see him here today, so we can talk about him. Yeah, I saw a friend of mine named Worm. Worm, are you here today? Okay, well, let's talk about Worm. Everybody knows Worm. I said, Worm, did anything happen? I'm late getting down here. Did anything happen that I need to know about? If I missed anything? He said, nothing you need to know about. I'll leave that at that. Everybody loves Worm, I guess. Anyway, all right. You might as well love him. You can't get rid of him, okay? We've had him all these years. I mean, you might as well love him, all right? That's what you get for not coming, Worm. All right, so anyway. Don't you just love to know the fact that Jesus loves you today? Can I, come on, y'all going to have to do better than that. I'm hotter than everybody here. I'm hotter than all y'all put together. Come on. Don't you love the fact that God loves you more than the devil hates you? Won't you say that every morning when you get up and say, God loves me more than you hate me, devil, so you might as well get out of the car. Because he'll ride as long as you'll buy him gas, baby. Trust me, he's a bum, a thug, a parasite. You know the best way to get rid of people that run you crazy? Loan them $20. Some of y'all didn't get that, but y'all will. Just hang around, friend. Give. But if you loan it to them, they won't come back and see you because they're afraid you're going to dun them. Some people, that don't even work on, though. Trust me, I've tried that, too. I may tell a story about some folks that's gone on before. My Uncle Hewlett Boatner, the one, my World War II uncle that I talk about so much, had Boatner's Grocery. He had some dear friends in Louisville, the Warner family, Jack Warner, and Jack's daddy's name was Mr. Jim Warner. They were sitting up there one day talking at the sale barn. This lady come in, and she's dead and gone on before, too. I preached her funeral, her husband's funeral, my uncle's funeral. I didn't preach the Warner funerals, but anyway, the lady said, Mr. Warner, he's talking to Mr. Jim. He said, can you come out here? It is Jim, ain't that right? Don't hit Jim. He said, can you come out here for a second? Mr. Jim Warner, Ronnie, he went outside with her and stayed a little while and come back. And of course, my uncle and Jack Warner asked him, said, what happened? What did she want? He said, well, I just made $50. They said, because they both knew the lady. They said, now you're going to have to break that down for us so we can understand it. He said, well, she wanted to borrow 100 and I didn't have but 50. Some of y'all didn't get that, but you'll grow up. You will. The devil will ride long as you let him. See, some folks come visit me, Mr. Wayne, I meet them on the front door, and I take some money with me. You know why? Because some folk just love to run you crazy. There's actually a medical, I'm reading a book right now, Who Turns Your Brain Off. Y'all ever read that book? I can tell y'all ain't never read that book. But anyway, all right, I'm going to have it read by next year. I'm picking. I love y'all, okay? I appreciate y'all coming out here. You have to learn to think. There's actually a physiological, of course, we've got some doctors here today, and I don't want to make them nervous. When I start talking about doctor stuff, my personal doctor, Dr. Boy, he gets nervous, and I probably could talk long enough to make Dr. Reeks nervous as well. But anyway, that being said, because my mama was a doctor. She didn't go to med school or anything, but she was a doctor, all right? She didn't feed you and medicate you at the same time. You see, some people are actually addicted to drama. And if you cut their brain open right now, they cut Einstein's brain open, and the stuff he used, you know, he couldn't talk till he was 3 or 4 years old, and they said he couldn't learn, he couldn't do anything. Well, Einstein changed the world, by the way, okay? So just because you X him out don't mean God X's him out, all right? There were parts of his physical brain, not his mind, but his physical brain, Kevin, were bigger than other parts of it because that was the parts he used. People are addicted to drama, and their brain in that part it can be calm at their house. And they can't stand it. They'll get up and get a ball bat and hit the brother over the top of the head just to get something started. I mean, they can't live with peace. Peace is boring. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about the devil will ride long as you'll let him. You're going to have to make up your mind. Paul said in Romans 12, 2, he said, be ye transformed. I'm hot. What does Romans 12, 2 say? It says, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You want your life to change? Think differently about how you approach today. Approach today realizing that God's able, you're not, but He is. Approach today trusting Him. Approach today saying what He said. In Mark chapter 5, there was a woman there that had an issue of blood. 12 years. She'd spent all her money. Spent every dime she had. She'd been to the doctors. They couldn't help her. And we do have medical people here today that I'm sure go home at night wringing their hands wishing they could help more. But they just, you know, they're limited. They're human beings. And they have excellent training. And I love them. But they do all they can. At some point, we have to go to God and say, God, now we've done all we can do. Which the Bible says in Mark 5, it says she heard about Jesus. And it says, Dr. Reeks, she went on to say she said with her mouth, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole, Miss Debbie. She heard and she said. Now you've heard, okay? You've heard me say today, the devil's got a problem, all right? So today, all throughout the day, when it comes all up in your face or all around you, wherever, and let me tell you something. The Shelby County Fair is not the root of all our problems in the Shelby County. It's not the root of all our problems in this America. It's a thing called sin and choices, okay? So don't blame the fair on all your problems. Don't blame this and only your problems. Don't blame. It's us and God, and we need to make our own choices. Life is what it is. You make it like you like it, okay? God blessed everybody. And if you want out, God will lead you out. Well, she heard about Jesus, and she said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. Well, when she touched him, he felt it. I'm here to tell you, you've heard today, I've quoted enough scriptures to change your life, and they're in the Bible. You can look me up and check them. I'm here to tell you today that our enemy has a problem. Because some of us just don't know how to quit. Some of us just don't know how to stop. Some of us just don't know how to shut up telling the devil he can go right back to where he came from. I don't owe you nothing. I don't like you. I know you don't like me, but that street runs both ways, devil. I don't like you either. I don't like nothing to do with you. And you can keep your hands off me, my family, my friends, my grandbabies, because they ain't nothing to you. They belong to God Almighty, and they will serve him all the days of their life. And because God said, I'll bless you and yours to 1,000 generations. That's what your Bible says in Deuteronomy. Give him a hand clap of praise if you would, please. With every head bowed and every eye closed, if you're here today and you need a touch from Jesus, I'm going to lead us all in a group prayer in a moment like I always do. Just pray along with me and I promise you he'll touch you. If you're here today and you've never even met Jesus, and you'd like to, pray along with me, and I promise you, he'll become your Savior today. He loves you. I don't care what's going on out there. I don't care if it's the worst day of your life. The Word of God says, how can you say that, Brother Scotty? Well, the Bible says that. So I have to choose to believe what it says over what I feel or think. And that's what we have to do if we're going to be the problem that the enemy's trying to solve. And so I want to be his problem. And he's got a problem, because I will not quit preaching the Word of God, because it is the unchanging factor that will change our lives forever. So if you would, stand to your feet, please. Every head bowed, every eye closed. And pray after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm here today by faith to hear the Word of God. I want to participate, not just spectate, in your plans for my life. Help me, God, because I'm down, I'm sick, I'm hurting, I'm lonely, I'm depressed, I'm oppressed, and I need you to touch me so that my enemy will have a problem and I will become his problem instead of him being my problem. When I go to bed tonight, in the name of Jesus, his blood will be on my sword instead of my blood on his sword. Everybody say amen. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ, pray this prayer with me. And I'd like everyone in here, even if you're saved, to pray out loud with me, to give them the confidence and a comfortable, let's help people out come to know the Lord. So just please repeat after me, even if you do know Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you as a sinner today. I don't know you, but this preacher says that the Word says that you love me and I need you. I'm lost. I'm going to hell. I'm a sinner, but I need you as my Savior. And I receive you today in the name of Jesus. I am saved. I am born again, and I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. And I will become my enemy's greatest threat in the name of Jesus. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
All right. Give Jesus a hand clap of praise today.